Chapter 96.
It's out.
Elizabeth Sinsky stood at the bottom of the cistern stairwell and gazed at the void of the evacuated cavern. Her breathing felt strained through the respirator she was wearing, although she had probably already been exposed to whatever pathogen might be down here. Sinsky felt relieved to be wearing a hazmat suit as she and the SRS team entered the desolate space. They were dressed in bulbous white jumpsuits that locked into airtight helmets, and the group looked like a team of astronauts breaching an alien spacecraft. Sinsky knew that upstairs on the street, hundreds of frightened concertgoers and musicians were huddling in confusion, many being treated for injuries suffered in the stampede. Others had fled the area entirely. She felt lucky to have escaped with only a bruised knee and a broken amulet.
Only one form of contagion travels faster than a virus, Sinsky thought, and that's fear.
The doors upstairs were now locked, hermetically sealed, and guarded by local authorities. Sinsky had anticipated a jurisdictional showdown with the arriving local police, but any potential conflicts had evaporated instantly when they saw the SRS team's biohazard gear and heard Sinsky's warnings of a possible plague.
We're on our own,
the director of the WHO thought, staring out at the forest of columns reflected in the lagoon.
Nobody wants to come down here.
Behind her, two agents were stretching a huge polyurethane sheet across the bottom of the stairwell and sealing it to the wall with a heat gun. Two others had found an open area of boardwalk planks and had begun setting up an array of electronic gear as if preparing to analyze a crime scene.
That's exactly what this is, Sinsky thought. A crime scene.
She again pictured the woman in the wet burqa who had fled the cistern. By all appearances, Sienna Brooks had risked her own life in order to sabotage the WHO's containment efforts and fulfill Zobrist's twisted mission.
She came down here and broke the Soluble bag.
Langdon had chased Sienna off into the night, and Sinsky had still not received word regarding what had happened to either of them.
I hope Professor Langdon is safe, she thought.
Agent Bruder stood dripping on the boardwalk, staring blankly out at the inverted head of Medusa, and wondering how to proceed. As an SRS agent, Bruder had been trained to think on the macrocosmic level, setting aside any immediate ethical or personal concerns and focusing on saving as many lives as possible over the long term. Threats to his own health had barely registered on him until this moment.
I waded into this stuff, he thought,
chastising himself for the risky action he had taken, and yet knowing he'd had little choice.
We needed an immediate assessment.
Bruder forced his thoughts to the task at hand. Implement Plan B. Unfortunately, in a containment crisis, Plan B was always the same.
Widen the radius.
Fighting communicable disease was often like fighting a forest fire. Sometimes you had to drop back and surrender a battle in hopes of winning the war.